From Tidbits on August 17th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Doug McLean. Default Folder 10.4.3 from St. Clair Software primarily adds full support for the forthcoming macOS 10.10.6 Snow Leopard to the Open and Save Dialog Enhancement Utility. Version 4.3 is necessary for Snow Leopard. Previous versions crash under 10.6. It also reduces CPU usage when displaying previews and fixes several compatibility problems. Plus, a new expert setting enables users to resize open and save dialog boxes to at least a user-specified minimum size. pCalc 3.5 from TLA Systems brings the popular scientific calculator into feature parity with the company's iPhone version. In particular, it adds new functions, can show additional functions with a second key, supports multiple memories, offers an optional HP48-style RPN behavior, provides key-click sounds, and allows use of the quote as a thousand separator. Airport Client Update for MacBook and MacBook Pro from Apple addresses an issue with wireless network performance when a MacBook or MacBook Pro is running on battery power. The update pertains only to users running macOS 10.10.5.8 on one of the following systems: the late 2007, early 2008, or late 2008 13-inch MacBook, the early 2008 15-inch MacBook Pro, and the early 2008 or late 2008 17-inch MacBook Pro. PDFpen 4.2 and PDFpen Pro 4.2 from Smile on My Mac are the latest versions of the company's PDF editing utilities. The updates add support for 128-bit AES encrypted documents, support for the AppleScript Enhanced Print Event, and other minor unspecified fixes and improvements. Safari 4.0.3 from Apple is a security and stability update to the web browser. The latest version improves stability for top sites, third-party plugins, and web pages using the HTML5 video tag, and helps prevent arbitrary crashing and malicious code execution. The update also fixes an issue that prevented users from logging into iWork.com and another that caused pages to be displayed in grayscale instead of color. More details on the update's security content are posted on Apple's website. The update is available via software update or the Apple Support Downloads page. Cocktail 4.4.1 from Maintain is a minor maintenance update to the General Purpose Maintenance Utility. The update fixes compatibility issues with Firefox 3.5 and Flock 2.5, clears the latest RS Plug Trojan Horse variants, adds updated automator actions, provides compatibility with macOS 10.10.5.8, and addresses other minor unspecified bugs. SubEtha Edit 3.5 from the Coding Monkeys is a major update to the collaborative text editor. The latest version adds a code folding feature that enables users to collapse nested bits of source code, a document state persistence capability that saves document states such as window positions, and new clickable URLs that make it easier to open links while editing. Also, the speed of AppleScript-based text changes has been enhanced, triggers for a bug in the MDNS responder that caused high CPU loads when using airport base stations has been reduced, and several caching bugs have been fixed, including one that would occur when opening files larger than 300 megabytes. A full list of changes is available via the Coding Monkeys website. Audio Hijack Pro 2.9.2 from Rogue Amoeba is a maintenance update to the all-round audio recording software. Changes include the use of Instant Hijack 2.1.2, the capability to hijack the same application in multiple sessions simultaneously, and improved saving capabilities in the Recording Bin Inspector. Also, several problems have been fixed, including a bug that caused AAC recordings not to start, an issue with the Add to iTunes script failing, and an unresponsive quick record hotkey. Finally, for users running macOS 10.10.4, the update will install the latest compatible version of SoundFlower 1.3.1. This is Tidbits. Follow links, make comments, download software, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter. Visit us at tibbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.